first of all, I'd like to say thank you to the Philadelphia Eagles organization for blessing me with the opportunity to continue to play the game that I love. Mr. Lurie, Mr. Roseman, Coach Peterson, I'm just thankful for the opportunity to continue to showcase my talents, and I look forward to a great season.
We'll talk about just coming to a division rival, a team familiar with that.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of familiar with the team. I've been playing with them, playing against them for the last 4 years. I know they're a great organization. The fans are very, very passionate about the team. And it's going to be exciting for me to join this organization and hopefully bring some big playability to it.
Were there other teams in the mix for your services? And if so, what was it that made you choose the Eagles?
Yeah, there were, but I just felt like it was a better opportunity for me here to showcase my talents on a one-year deal to go out there and prove myself. New start for everyone here, new coaching staff, new start for me as well, so I figured why not here.
You mentioned the one-year deal. Did you have opportunities to have longer deals?
Yeah, but I felt like this is a better deal for me, me personally, to go out there and prove myself one more year, just show the capabilities that I do have, and show I'm a proven receiver in this league.
Why do you think you weren't able to do what you hoped you would be able to do with the Giants? Was it the presence of Beckham?
I feel like I did best as I could with the opportunities that were given to me. That's all I can control in that situation, and everything else I really couldn't answer for you. I had to go out there and do my job, and I felt like that's what I did.
Were you a little surprised that maybe the market wasn't as big for you as you maybe thought it was going to be?
A little bit, but it is what it is. It's over with now. I'm here as an Eagle, and I'm here to prove myself.
Did the Eagles tell you anything about what your role would be or how they would use you?
No, not yet. I met with the receivers coach, Coach Lewis, and we're just talking about different other things, and everyone has a fresh new start, and then I'm just going to start wherever they need me to do and do that.
Do you think you'll be a starter for this team?
I feel confident that I will be, and that's for me to go out there and prove it.
With your size and ability, do you see yourself as more of a on-the-line X receiver, or do you see a fit in Z?
Wherever C fit, I feel like I can do it all for this team. And whatever they ask me to do, I'll be willing to go out there and do it.
You mentioned this being a fresh start. Did you not accomplish everything you had hoped to while you were in New York?
No, I feel like I left some things out there, especially with not making the playoffs in the 4 years I was there. So I'm willing to and I'm ready to help this team, start fresh and make some playoff runs here in the future.
Was there any chance you would have gone back to New York?
Maybe it'd been a possibility. Never know. We discussed some things out, but it's pretty much done now.
Looking at the depth chart here, there's some young players, but not a lot of established veterans. Did you look at this as the opportunity to come here and move up the depth chart quickly? Is that one of the reasons you came?
Yeah. I mean, I can come out here and just also help those young guys, be better players. It's not all about me. I'm willing to help my teammates out and get those guys better as well. So with my veteran presence, I can kind of lead the group a little bit and maybe get some things started here in the receiving corps.
You had a knee situation last season, I guess, at the start of the year. Was that a factor in the year overall?
No, it didn't bother me at all. Just flared up a little bit during camp and worked his way out.
What are some things you think you need to improve upon to further your career?
Everything. Can never be complacent with where you're at. I can be better at everything, releases, catching the ball, route running, blocking, whatever you see fit as a receiver need to do, I can get better at it.
Do you have any sense of this offense at all from Doug Peterson?
Not so much. I was just from Kansas City, but I'm pretty confident I can pick it up pretty quickly.
How about Sam Bradford as a quarterback? What do you know about
him? Not too familiar with him, but I've been watching him a little bit. I know he has some injuries here and there. I know he's capable of getting the ball out if you do have time and have the guys go out there and make the plays for him. So I'm excited to be a part of that.
Anybody on the team that you reach out to when you were making your decision, or did anybody reach out to you to say, why don't you come join us?
I talked to Benny Logan a little bit about coming here, asked him some questions. He told me they was asking about me as well, so me and him kind of communicated from that standpoint of it.
What did he have to say?
Just how first class organization this is, and he has fun the 4 years that he's been here as well, and then come out here and join me. It's pretty lonely out here, not having too many LSU guys here, so hopefully get some things started.
You mentioned that you didn't accomplish all you wanted to in your time with the Giants. Can you pinpoint why that was, what maybe held you back?
I wish I could, but like I said, I just had to do the best with the opportunity that was given to me. I feel like I could have done more as a player, and hopefully I can get that job done here.
What, with Benny, what did he tell you about the organization? And he doesn't really know the new coaches that well either.
The guys in the front office said they take care of the players, and he has no complaints or any bad blood with anyone here. And me and him going to college together, I took his word for it, and I trusted his judgment based upon that. And that's what I hear.
What sort of concept of the Eagles did you have as a
Giant? Not really, except the rival. Didn't really dig into much of it. Like I said, I knew that was a great organization from outside looking in. But other than that, I don't know.
Signing a one-year deal doesn't give a whole lot of long-term security, obviously. How do you view that? I mean, is it motivational to know that, you know, you really have to kind of perform on this job?
I mean, whether it's a multi-year deal or not, it's still a one-year in and out based off how you do. And that's how I approach each and every year as a player, trying to get better than it was the year before, no matter what the situation is. And with just being a one-year deal to prove myself, that's what I have to go out there and do.
Are you excited about the chance to play the Giants twice next year?
I'm excited about every game.
You didn't miss a game in your 4 years. Is that something that, you know, when you were talking to teams, it stood out to them?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. It's a blessing to be able to be in this league this long and not get any major injuries that you miss a game. So I'm pretty fortunate to have that.
We'll take a couple more guys. Some more questions. Good. All right. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you soon.